And as usual, we are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have on your mind this morning. You can call it in or you can text it in. 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226 for any kind of a home improvement question you may have. Andy Lindis, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you doing today?
I'm getting anxious. I think that's the word for the Minnesota State Fair. That's 1 week from today. I'll see you.
I know. I came up quick, huh?
I guess. Yeah, and I'm really anxious. I haven't been out there yet this year, but I'm very anxious to see what Lindis Construction has done to that. I don't like to call it a booth. I like to call it a WCCO broadcast center. It's not a booth. We don't sell Pronto Pups or something. But what exactly, for those that did not hear earlier shows, what did your crews do to that place?
Well, we updated all the trim, re-caulked all the siding, redid the leaf guard gutters, put on new decking, or the railing system on the front porch there, and then we installed GAF Energy solar shingles.
Wow. Fantastic. Yeah. Very anxious.
Like 3 days, too. The fellas really got through it pretty quick.
Well, I should say, yeah. Well, I'm, again, anxious to see it. And I hope folks stop out to say hello. Now, you're going to be with us there at the WCCO Broadcast Center. But Lindis is going to be at the fair, too. Now, this is kind of a different location.
Yes. We were always going to have a representative at the CCO Broadcast Center right there next to Sweet Martha's Cookies. And we also have a booth at the Dairy Building. The booth of the Dairy Building will have a water display showing people how leaf guard works. You'll be able to see how the sun tunnels work. There's also leaf guard on the CCO building there. So if you want to see that in action, the LP smart side, infinity windows by Marvin are all installed right there, and GAF roofing at the CCO Broadcast Center. So both places, you should be able to talk to a representative, and both places, you'll be able to sign up for the State Fair Special, where we're offering a free installation on leaf guard gutters and infinity windows by Marvin, and a discounted maintenance program, $100 off our maintenance program. So for $299, you get to have one of the best professionals, craftsmen in the business, come out, inspect your house, put together a maintenance plan specific for your house, and take care of any caulking, flashing, anything that is that we can get done in an hour to make sure your house is protected.
I think that is such a great idea. I think you're going to get a lot of interest. You probably already have in that regard. You know, Andy, you mentioned sun tunnels, and I know every so often when we talk about that product, a lot of people don't know what they are, or if they do, they're interested, and you're going to be able to see those that product at the fair, at the Lindis, at the dairy. But what is it? Explain to it, you know, describe it on the radio, if you will. What is it? How does it work, those sun tunnels?
So a sun tunnel is a type of skylight, but it does not look like a skylight. It looks like a normal can light, but a little bit bigger. They come in, I believe, in 12 and 16-inch circles. And what it is it attaches to your ceiling, and there's a tube that runs all the way up through your attic. We've ran them down 2-3 stories before, like through closet areas. And once it comes out to the roof, there's a dome that magnifies the sunlight. So the interior of the tube is reflective. So that magnified sunlight comes all the way down to the diffuser, and it actually looks like there's a light on your house. It's a really nice way to bring natural light to hallways that don't have exterior walls, or bathrooms that don't have exterior walls, or any room that doesn't have natural light. It really does bring in the natural light. So much so that I hear from customers on a regular basis that they go to turn it off at night, say it's a clear night with a full moon, and they go to turn it off, at, you know, someone's looking for the light switch, and it's just that the sun tunnel's generating that much light still.
Oh, that's true. I'm glad you brought that up again, because we had Linda, this is years ago now, we had Linda's put in, one, two, three of them, one in an upstairs hallway, one in what I call my wife's bathroom, and truthfully, during the day, you don't have to use a light switch in that bathroom at all.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't think she generally uses it during the daytime. And one in the entryway area, too, because we had kind of a dark house. But, boy, that's changed. And you're right. Even on a full moon, that light kind of brings it through. Like you said, it's somewhat amplified, in some cases really amplified, and even in a full moon. And lightning, it's kind of fun to see if that's a fun subject. It's like flash bulbs going off in the house. But it's,
you know, I have never really looked at one during a lightning storm, but I suppose, yeah.
Anyway, it's a great, if you have kind of darkness in your house like we do, it's just an amazing, brings in all that, and it's natural light. Like Andy says, you want to look for that light switch, but it's all natural. Suntan, so you can see that. And what else did you say you can see at the Lindus area at the Dairy Building?
Of course, leaf guard gutters, which, you know, will actually have a working roof with water running down, so you can see how leaf guard works. Something to keep in mind, too, public service announcement. One of the major manufacturers of ladders that I believe it was mainly sold through Home Depot, Werner, just recalled 100,000 ladders.
Well, I had not heard.
Yeah, these are ladders that can extend to be extension ladders and or step ladders. We use a lot of Werner products, both in planks and ladders. I've always had good luck with them. They're a great company, and this is they're not forced to do this recall. This is something that they've come out and done. But the locking mechanism, when you extend that ladder, sometimes can get stuck into place, so it doesn't lock into place. And I've heard reports of those ladders folding and or collapsing on people. Ooh. When they're up in them. That can be, even at 2 feet off the ground, that can lead to injury. So something to keep in mind if you have a Werner multi-ladder, this is a type of ladder that can go from extension or step. You might want to look into the safety of that ladder and potential recall of that model. I believe these are models sold between 2021 and 2024.
Wow. That's, you know, generally that's a pretty good name in ladders, right?
You know, it's we've used them for years, Denny, and yeah. They make a lot of different products. We use their brakes, we use their planks, we use their ladder jacks, their standoffs, their 2- and 3-story, 4-story ladders that they make. We've had really good luck with them always, but we have a full-time safety director on hand, and our equipment goes through routine inspections and maintenance. So it's something that every crew is responsible for. And when you're spending a life on a plank, you make sure that your equipment is top-notch, because, one, when it fails, it puts you back a day, or it can lead to severe injury, and it's nothing that anybody wants.
No, for sure. In fact, it wasn't that long ago I bought an 8-foot Werner stepladder, so got me thinking there. Good text question, I think, for listeners who heard your offer, your State Fair offer, and about the inspection, that whole thing. If somebody cannot make it to the fair, I assume you still give them the same deal.
Yes. You call our office, you can sign up for that, and we're going to have directly on our website next week, starting the first day of the fair, where you can go on our website and actually sign up for the maintenance program as well.
All right. Good. Good question. Thanks to the listener for that one. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break, and again, invite our listeners to join in. Any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text. Call or text 651-461-9226. Let's see, what do we have for a new temperature? Currently, unofficially, with light rain, could be heavy yet where you are, 72 degrees in the Twin Cities. We are on our way to near 83. You know, we're talking about the State Fair. It looks like showers are going to happen today, tonight, probably tomorrow, and maybe a slight chance on Monday. But then it looks pretty clear sailing. I'm looking at Tuesday through Friday forecast. All I see is sunshine, with highs anywhere from 79 to 82. So, in fact, on the opening day of the State Fair, it looks like to be sunny near 83, just about perfect. And again, we hope to see you there at our broadcast center. Andy and I will be there 1 week from today. We'll be right back with more of the show here, News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show, presented every week by our friends at the Lindus Construction. Andy Lindus, of course, answering those questions today at 651-461-9226. Again, that'll get you either a phone call or a text question, 651-461-9226. We're talking about State Fair, among other things. A listener is asking I think I may have seen something about this on television, about, well, I'll just shorten the question, about a roofing they saw that's made out of rubber, shingles, that they claim look like slate. I think that's what they're trying to spell. Have you heard of such a thing?
Yeah, there's a variety of products out there. And one thing is, like, the shingles that we installed, Denny, are closer to the composition of rubber than they are ordinary asphalt shingles. Yeah. That's one of the things that give our shingles the class 4 rating. It's a different type of material that's used as a base over the top of the fiberglass matting that withstands impacts more than your ordinary asphalt-based shingle. So the correct term for the technical term is SBS. And if you look at the breakdown between the two types of materials, it's closer to rubber than it is asphalt. And that's why, you know, ours can withstand impacts on hail up to or right at 2 inches.
Wow. That's amazing.
All of that hail that came through last night, I think there was like 8 or 9 different little sections of hail that came through the storm last night. None of that hail would have been large enough to damage the roofing that we install today.
What's happening with solar shingles and Linda's Construction? You got a lot of interest in solar shingles.
Yes, you know, being that we have a few to install yet this year, and those customers are all eligible for the 30% tax credit. But now, starting next year, that tax credit goes away. And as we show people the numbers, you know, we still will always have the ability to install them. But I just haven't found any customer that can, without that 30% tax credit coming back to the customer, the ROI is just too long of a timeline for most people. There is some security in having, you know, your, you know, self-generated home, you know, you're bringing down your utility bills, but without a battery system, and once you add a battery system, just on average, you're looking at $10,000 to $15,000 more to get the batteries installed so you can store it. With that 30% tax credit, it made a lot of sense to hook up to the grid and have the grid, you know, feed your home, but it's just without that subsidy going away, then I think there's going to be some lease systems that are available that GAF is kicking around, but I don't have enough of the details really yet to get into that. But we got 5 or 6 yet to install this year, and those customers will all be eligible for the tax credit, and we will be able to always install them for somebody that really wants solar and isn't quite worried about the ROI. Then we can take a look at it.
Again, at the dairy building at the State Fair, you're going to have a sample of those shingles, did you say?
Yeah, and right there at the broadcast center, you'll be able to see them installed on the CCO broadcast center, so you can see them. And we are still waiting on some permitting with Xcel to get those hooked up to the grid, but we'll get that done eventually as well.
Oh, outstanding. Again, anxious to see that. Andy and I, again, if you're just joining us, are going to be at the this very first Saturday, a week from today, at the Minnesota State Fair at the CCO Radio Broadcast Center. What about leaf guard gutters? You know, I'm hearing so many other claims that this or that is the number one gutter system in the world. Well, they're not leaf guard, but they should be. How do you deal with some of these people? I'm sure you get these questions all the time about what makes leaf guard gutter so much better than these other gutter gizmos.
Well, still to this day, it is the only one-piece seamless leaf-shedding gutter system on the market. For what most people charge to put something over the top of your existing gutters, we are replacing the entire system, including the downspout. Now, there's a lot of, like, micro screens, there's some filters, there's sponges, there's hoods, covers, helmets, you name it. We've replaced every single one of those systems with LeafGuard over the years. Now, I have a hard time finding anywhere where somebody's replaced LeafGuard to put something else up there. So it's one of those things that every week we are recycling and filling a dumpster full of what people have tried to keep leaves and debris outside their gutter, and LeafGuard really does solve that problem. We have over 70,000 customers now in the Twin Cities area, and we still only have one service technician. This is the tech that goes out and deals with LeafGuard when something goes wrong. And with 70,000 customers out there, he does, you know, come on the occasional leak, and we've had to clean out a few gutters. But I can tell you this, every time that we have had to clean out a LeafGuard gutter system, it's an installation error, or it was kind of known we were trying to go way too far to one downspout. Mm. And that really is the key to everything. If you can have a downspout about every 40 feet, the larger 3x4-inch downspout with the wide mouth adapter, which is going to be 10x4 inches, so you're looking at a 40-square-inch opening, allows us to handle a higher volume of water at a faster pace. So even little things like shingle rocks get inside your gutters, they're able to wash out. And it's a lifetime no-clog guarantee that says if it clogs, we come out and clean it for free. One thing, our customers, whether or not they have one of them Werner ladders, you don't have to worry about falling off it to clean out your gutters.
Absolutely. And again, I always like to bring that up when it comes to LeafGuard, and people have budgets, let's face it. None of these, and going back to these gutter gizmos, they're not necessarily cheap. I mean, right? I mean, if you want a LeafGuard gutter system, I thought, well, let's go with this other one because it's not necessarily in the long run cheaper, right?
Correct. It amazes me when people show us other estimates that they got for putting something over the top of their existing gutters and we're less expensive. Now, the word cheap, yes, they are cheap, but they're not easy on the pocketbook.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't. What I was leading up to before we take a break for weather is that if your budget doesn't allow to get everything. Maybe you've got a two-story home and garage and whatnot.
Yeah.
You can do it piecemeal, right? You can do it one little level at a time. Lintas doesn't mind that.
No job's too small for us. So whether you got 5 feet of gutter or 500 feet of gutter, we will gladly come out and take care of your area. And a lot of times we'll break the estimate up multiple ways so people understand, like, this is just taking care of the ones that are the hardest to clean. And we can do the rest. We will end up doing the rest sooner or later. Like, if you still have to clean out a gutter and you got LeafGuard on, then you don't have to clean it out every time you break out that ladder, you're going to be itching to call us. And we've done job 3, 4, 5, and 6 for customers before, where the sixth time out is finally putting on the last piece of LeafGuard.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's take a break, see what that forecast calls for. And we'll have about another half hour of the show to go now. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, by all means, do call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Weather straight ahead here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show presented by Lindus Construction. Yeah, you want to give them a call, do this coming week, or if you are going to stop out at the State Fair, that's great. They're going to be in the dairy building. But if you can't make it to the fair, or if you just want to get in touch this coming week, call them, 844-9-LINDUS, L-I-N-D-U-S, 844-9-LINDUS. Andy, I'm looking at some text messages that have just come in. Here's one from White Bear Lake. We had Lindus put on a new roof several years ago, did a great job. We are now noticing some black streaking on the roof. What's causing this, and do we need to be concerned? Boy, you and I have talked about that over the years, haven't we?
Yeah, depending on the shingles that we installed, like the ones we're installing right now have, I believe, a 20-year warranty on LG buildup. And if it's under 7 years old, this might be where we go to GAF and do a bit of a warranty claim here on the LG streaking. But it would have to be depending on the type of shingles that were installed. And if you're like me, my family makes fun of me all the time, Denny. Like every time I think of 5 years ago, my family automatically goes to 20 years ago. So, you know, I'm always referencing something just happened a couple years ago. When you really sit down and think about it, it was 15, 20 years ago. But call us, and we will gladly come out for free, take an inspection. If there's something that can be done, we will do it. Worst case scenario, it needs to be soft washed. And we have the ability to do that as well. If you notice, like you see this on roofing all the time. you drive around a neighborhood and it looks like the roofing is losing its granules. That's seldom the case. What you're seeing, those black streaks, are algae that's growing on the roof. Happens in really shady areas, and for some reason, people that have really big oak trees seem to get this more. I don't know if it has something to do with the oak trees or just the fact that those oak trees provide that much shade. But you look underneath the vents, and the vents are galvanized, and the galvanization is a zinc coating that goes over the steel. The zinc oxidizes in a way on the roof that doesn't allow the algae to grow up. So a lot of times people that have this problem, well, with or without, like all of the shingle manufacturers have some type of algae resistance that's built into the shingle. For GAF, I believe it's there's a portion of the granules are going to be copper. And copper does something very similar to what the zinc on the galvanized steel does. But in homes that we've noticed this, like where we're replacing a roof that is really bad moss or algae problems, chances are we're going to recommend installing a zinc strip at the very top. That's going to go underneath the ridge cap or your venting that's going to be up at the very top of the ridge, and that's going to make that zinc go all the way down the roof, making it really impossible for algae to grow up. But the shingle manufacturers have all started to add this stuff to their shingles. So for a minute there, these zinc strips became unsourceable. So we were making them ourselves, but now we've found a couple more that we can get. So we've been recommending them on the regular basis for quite some time now.
Is that zinc strip, is that visible from the street or the...
It can be, depending on where your roof is. Another way to do it is if you don't like the way that silver zinc looks up on the roof, we can install a copper strip as well. We'll do something pretty similar.
Okay. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, call it in. Text it in, 651-461-9226. Question about attic insulation. A listener feels that they need it. What is your, meaning Linda's, favorite type of insulation?
Spray foam is my favorite insulation to use. One, it seals everything up, and the air movement is as big or more of a problem than the R value is typically. But for us, like the perfect attic is going to be something similar to what we did to your house, Denny. We have the vacuums come in, we remove all of your existing insulation, and we put down 2 inches of spray foam, and then we blow in cellulose over the top of that spray foam to get to the desired R value of R60. And when you do that, your house is going to be as comfortable as it can possibly be and will function as well as any home does. When you take in ventilation, insulation, attic air sealing, when you factor all three of those things in, then you have the best chance at winning. More often than not, when we're doing an insulation project, Denny, they're going to have more than one type of insulation in the attic. Meaning, people have tried to fix this problem before by just adding insulation, and that seldom fixes anything. So unless you're talking, at least talking about attic air sealing and ventilation throughout this process, you're going to be a step ahead. But someone's just coming in and saying they're going to blow in more insulation over the top, more than likely that's a waste of money.
Yeah. Now, explain to me again about those. I'm thinking about, again, this was years ago. The crews put on, we're talking about canned lights, they put some kind of cover in the attic. And I think those were foam too. Am I correct?
Correct. Yes, it's a special box built specifically to go over the top of can lights because of the amount of heat that normal can lights make. And in fact, on your home, one of your can lights was not rated to be in contact with any type of insulation. So we had to replace that can light and then put the box over the top of it. But today, where they're making these like LED discs that look like can lights, they don't generate nearly as much heat. The bulbs don't have to replace nearly as often or ever, really. At least I haven't had to replace any of mine yet. I'm on year 6 with one set I have now. I'm waiting for them to fail. Is that bad of me? Like, they get disappointed. I'm like, when is this thing going to fail so I can figure out how long I can actually tell people these things last? I even left the one on, that one room on, for like 2 months straight. Not on purpose, but it did happen. But they generate way less heat. And if you ever do infrared imaging from inside the attic, you can see all of those lights. False soffits and kitchens, another area that really show up on infrared imaging, both from in the kitchen area where that false soffit is and the attic space. So those are all areas that we take a look at, and your attic access. So anywhere there's a plumbing or electrical dump as well, those are typically leaking a lot of air. All of those get sealed up and then insulation over the top, and we'll be much better off.
Well, I don't know how many years ago it was that Lindis did that whole thing, because we have kind of a two different attics, different levels. And mm-hmm. I'm still amazed to this day, thinking years ago that was done, and think how the electrical cost, gas, natural gas and electricity, certainly has not gone down. It's gone up. And I can turn on my AC in this hot weather to 78 or 79 and be cool as a cucumber. And I assume it's because of the insulation.
Yeah, you know, it's not only about keeping the heat inside in the wintertime, it does make it way more efficient to cool your house as well. And when you have a properly sealed and insulated attic, if you've ever been in an attic space inside the summertime, you can't be in there for very extended periods of time when it's crazy hot outside, because it can be 130, 140 degrees in there. Now, if that's the type of heat that's radiating down into your home while you're trying to cool it, it's going to make that air conditioner work overtime. So if you can stop that from happening, your AC unit doesn't have to kick on nearly as much.
And I'm thinking again, I always like to think about budget, people's budget, because things are so expensive these days. I mean, you're talking about groceries and dining out if you have the bucks to do it. And I urge people to do the foam. Don't cut back. But as far as budget stuff goes, and people are concerned about it, as they should be, Lindis, and we don't talk about this a lot, you've told me that Lindis will do some kind of financing, right?
Yeah. We work with a few different banks and that we work with all the time, and we can finance it in a variety of ways, whether it's we have some no payments, no interest thing options right now through a couple of manufacturers, and then we have some longer term financing that we can do. But again, we don't pressure that on anybody. We offer it as an option for all of our customers. So when you sit down with us, when we come out to your house, we're going to show you what it's going to cost as one lump sum, and we're going to give you some payment options as well. And it's up to the customer. They can pick and choose what they like and don't like, or do nothing at all.
Andy, I'm looking at a text that actually it could have been for me, given how long ago I had Lindis put in my LeafGuard gutters. Anyway, I'll just read it. It said, Lindis installed LeafGuard gutters in our house 30 years ago, and we have not touched our gutters since. Love them. I bet you hear that story a lot.
Yeah, which is surprising, because it was 30 years ago. I probably installed them, so we might want to have a tech come out there, knowing my brother was our service tech, and he would always make fun of me on my service calls. If I had a leaky miter or a leaky end cap, my little brother had to come behind me and fix it, and I received a few different text messages and pictures from him. But that's the nice part, Denny. Going back to 1993, I think, was the first gutters that we started to install. Again, we really don't have maintenance on them. It really is a maintenance-free system. Outside of your normal, you know, cleaning of the outside of your home, like the dust and grime that can get on things,
yeah,
like the finish. But the outside of that, really, they are maintenance-free, and they're aluminum, so you don't have to worry about them corroding. You know, the way they're sealed, the way they're flashed, everything. It should be a lifetime solution.
Well, it can certainly, and I'm thinking, because I've been on the air, I can't look out the window and look at the gushing rain. But those LeafGuard gutters handle, what, 30-some inches of rain an hour?
Yeah, 31 inches of rain an hour is what the Good Housekeeping Institute tested them to handle, and that's quite the rain. How much rain did you get last night, Denny?
I don't know a figure. I didn't, when I got up early this morning, I did not check that. And I can hear raining on the roof right now. So I don't know, but it's been quite a deluge in certain parts of CCO land. But I have not got a total at all yet. But there's a lot of rain out there. And I'm so grateful. And it's funny, we were even talking about leaf guard gutters. When I have seen heavy downpour and I've looked out the kitchen window, for example, or dining room, I can see that water just gushing out. And I'm so grateful, too, because those downspouts, maybe you can address that, because normal, and I mean what I'll call the old-fashioned gutters, are narrower. These are what? What size are the leaf guard downspouts?
The leaf guard downspouts are 3 inches by 4 inches, and they're 20% thicker than ordinary downspouts, which is our 2x3. So you're going from 6 square inches to 12 square inches.
Yeah.
And this allows you to get that water outside the gutters, because the problem with the smaller downspouts is when the gutters overflow. And this is why I think we hear on the regular, ever since I installed leaf guard, I haven't had water in my basement. And I can tell you, the number one referral from anybody we get from any organization is safebasements.com. We've gotten over the years a couple, 300, 400, 500 referrals from them on where they look at a basement that's wet and they're like, you know, really gutters is what you need to get done on this house to make sure that you don't have water in your basement anymore. So that's always as good a compliment as it gets. These people specialize in keeping basements dry and you know, there are times when you have to use safe basements is around for a reason. There's houses that just have the groundwater and need a drain tile system, or for whatever reason, you see these houses a lot that have a sub pump basket, but no sub pump installed.
Yeah.
It's just a dry basket. And now that they had some landscaping done or whatever, and it starts to overflow. And it's if you got something like that, you want to get a hold of the good folks at Safe Basements, but they refer us all the time to keep people's basements dry.
Would you recommend, I know we're up to a break here, but I think you've talked at your house, you have a battery backup for your sump pump?
Yes, sir.
Would you recommend that for anybody?
Yeah. You know, when big storms happen, that's when the power goes out. So that's a system you want to run when the power's out, because if it doesn't, that's when you get flooding. And flooding is a lot of times a damage not covered by your insurance company.
Yeah, wow. Hang on, Andy. We'll take this bit of a break here, come back on the other side with the remaining minutes of our home improvement show. If you have a question, call us, text us, 651-461-9226. It's raining, 72 degrees here on 830 WCCO. And welcome back to the remaining minutes of our home improvement show, presented every week by our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. I gave you the number earlier, but if you do have a project in mind, call them, 844-9-LINDUS. Don't forget, if you're heading to the State Fair, do stop by the CCO Broadcast Center. We're going to be there. Andy and I will be there 1 week from today. Get to the Dairy Building, where you can see the Lindus presentation there with all their goodies we talk about every week. Andy, I'm going to grab a phone call here before we look at text messages again. Sandy calling in from Eden Prairie. Sandy, you're on CCO with Andy Lindus.
Oh, thank you. I have two questions. We have a Rambler Ranch walkout, and our ceiling in the living room is a cathedral ceiling with no insulation. It's tongue and groove. And also it's always cold in here. So I don't know if there's any kind of way to heat it other than, you know, the vents on the floor. That's the first question. And the second question is, we have an addition like 10 by 13. It's off the ground by 8 feet. It's like a three-season porch, and there's no heat in that. And we're wondering if there's some way we could get heat in that room.
To answer your question, there's go back to the first one on your three-season porch. Yes. And this is why we always, when we're pricing on three-season porches, we always show people like what the initial construction to make it a four season porch is always like maybe a 10% more, because you're just adding insulation. We're retrofitting a three season porch to a four season porch after it's already constructed, gets to be markedly more expensive. But those ceramic heaters or gas fireplaces in porches go a long ways, and just insulating the floor can also go a long ways. When it comes to your cathedral ceiling, Next time you have to do roofing on that home, I would highly recommend talking to your roofer about adding insulation or doing spray foam insulation in your cathedral or vaulted ceiling. It's a problem we run into on the regular. It's just a small space that's usually not vented. When you hear roofers or people in the construction world refer to a hot roof, that's what they're referring to typically as your cathedral or your vaulted ceilings. A hot roof is a roof that only has insulation and no ventilation. And the best way to insulate that type of roof is to either dense pack it, which I'm not a giant fan of, but it can work, or you spray foam that area. And even then, some construction, there's not enough room there. There's not enough yet. And what you want to do then is we can build a false deck with an air vent between the two decks and then put a piece of hardboard foam over the top of that and the roofing over the top of that. The other area of concern with these vaulted ceilings are is where they come into contact with the rest of the house. A lot of times these are built where they were coming into contact with a sidewall or the siding, and that's notorious to leak because ice dams, there's usually more snow melt on the cathedral or vaulted ceiling than the rest of the home. So as that snow starts to melt, it gets to the wall, and like my house, I have this a very similar setup, what we call the new addition. You know, the addition that my dad built, I believe, in 1991. And I still refer to that room as the new addition.
Of course.
But it's a...
We call ours the new room.
Yep. You know, and we're all built the same that way. It comes into contact with, you know, it's an old four-square farmhouse. So it's 2x4 walls up there. And when I redid the roof, we noticed that there was some evidence of rot in that area because of moisture building back up from ice dams. So we redid the insulation there, and then we went up the sidewall with ice and water shield and flashing. So I look at it all the time. I had a little bit of snow melt last year, but compared to all of the other years, not even close. So it is a fixable thing. Sometimes it's not cheap, but if you'd like, we can definitely take a look at it, or just know next time you do roofing is when you can address that cathedral ceiling is going to be the best, because you don't want to pull down a tongue and groove ceiling to redo the insulation typically from the inside. Most people don't.
Yeah.
But your three-season porch, insulating the floor and adding a ceramic heater or a small space heater in that area that just to warm it up while you're there, that's not going to be a very expensive project. And what type of windows do you have in that porch?
We have Tella, Frank House.
Okay. So regular windows. A lot of times these three-season porches have these combination windows that aren't meant to have, you know, they're not meant to be in a heated or conditioned space. But if you have Pellas, so you're a step ahead there. But the floor is typically one of the colder parts of those rooms, and insulating that floor is usually a makes a major difference to how comfortable that room is.
Yeah, I was hoping there'd be some way they could, you know, extend the furnace vents into this room. But I don't know, because we use it as a dining room all the time. We use it just as a regular room.
You know, that very well could be. I was looking for probably one of the more least expensive things to do to keep it a livable space. But if you want to get an HVAC person involved and look at extending, if that's possible, then I would gladly take a look at that. Or if you are going to redo the floor ever in that area, it might be you look at putting in one of those electric mats down on its own separate thermostat.
Yeah.
So you just have a heated floor space in the dining room, and that it's a very efficient way to heat the area, and it makes that room really, really comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an idea.
Yeah,
okay.
Good stuff.
So I suppose that we'd probably have to have you come out and see everything firsthand, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And like all those, what everyone needs to understand is those first visits are free. And you get people like Luke, who fills in on the radio show for us on the regular basis. Luke Panic is as smart at design, build, and home improvements as almost anyone on the planet that I've ever met. And we have lots of people just like Luke that all the ideas we give you are free, the estimates are free, and these can take anywhere from 30 minutes to 5 hours, all depending on what you want to talk about and how difficult the job is. But It's not going to cost anyone a dime. We're just going to sit down and show you what's possible and let you make a decision and go from there.
Good luck, Sandy. Thanks for the call. Yeah, a lot of good ideas. And you said it again. And is that for whatever we're talking about, insulation, building a deck, an addition, whatever the case may be, maybe some new windows. All those first that visit from Lindis are free. Yeah. So 844-9-LINDIS. Yeah, it's a good point. I know we have to go here in 60 seconds. Does LeafGuard, those gutters work on a 12-12 pitch roof?
Yes, we've installed them pretty regular on mansard roofs. And if you don't know what a mansard roof, think of the old big red hay barns that you see. That's usually like a 16-12, so even steeper than a 12-12. Really, no matter how steep the roof is, LeafGuard will work just fine.
Absolutely great. Andy, thanks so much. Let's get together there at the WCCO Radio Broadcast Center. Anxious to see what the crews at Lindis have done, and we will meet up in person a week from today.
Sounds great, Danny. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. And you too. And yeah, and keep in mind that Lindis will also be their whole setup at the Dairy Building. It used to be in the grandstand. They're going to be now at the Dairy Building at the Minnesota State Fair. I hope you do stop by. We'll be doing our Saturday morning shows 1 week from today. And host Ryan, you said you're going to be there with me. In fact, you're going to be my chauffeur, right? I think.
I'd be honored.
Okay, I'll see you next Saturday morning, bright and early. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Ryan. Stay with us on News Talk 830 WCCO.